In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, I'm glad to be with you today to proclaim the Word of God. We're looking at Isaiah 43. The Scripture says, "But now," not tomorrow, not yesterday, "but now, thus says the Lord, who created you." Oh yes, He created you in His image and in His likeness. He is our Creator. Oh yes. What about you? Do you understand that you have been created to glorify God? What about me, that I have been created to glorify God? Oh yes. I have been glorifying God on the radio, and I want to continue to glorify Him because He is the Lord. He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I tell you, we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. How are the sins washed away? In baptism and through faith that the blood of Jesus pours forth into our souls and into our hearts, that we be forgiven. Oh yes, it's all about the blood. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. I love that word because now there are so many numbers that we have. The number of the doctor. And the doctor has numbers that talks about our condition. The numbers of the bank to get money from the ATM experience. Oh yes, all these numbers. God does not call you by a number. God calls you by name. Remember what He said, "Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house and I'm going to have dinner." He didn't say 87442, "I'm coming to your house." No, He said, "Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house. I have called you by name. You are mine." Do you realize that? That you belong to Jesus Christ. You belong to the Father. You are mine. You are mine. "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." And I tell you, it doesn't say if you pass through the waters. It says when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. We all go through the waters. And He says, "I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you." Hallelujah. Why? "When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned." Oh, it talks about walking through the fire. Oh, I can see that as persecution. "I will be with you, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Oh yes, He is our Savior. He has saved us through the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, He has saved us. He saved you and me by washing us clean in baptism with the blood of Jesus. And now too, washing us clean under the cross with the blood of Jesus. "I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight." Do you know that God believes and knows that you are precious in the sight of God? You see, "But I'm not worth much." Oh yes, you are worth the blood of Jesus. You are precious in the sight of God. That's a reality. and honored. Not only are you precious, you are honored, and I love you. God tells us today in Isaiah 43, we've been redeemed, and he loves us. I love you. I love you, the Lord says. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. And I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west, that's from the Gentiles. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, sons, the sonship through the blood of Jesus, and my daughters from the end of the earth. We are called to be the sons and daughters of God through the blood of Jesus. I have been adopted into the family of God. I am a son. You are a daughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone who is called by my name, hallelujah, Christian, who's called by the name of Jesus, whom I created for my glory. We were created to glorify God. Man fully alive is being filled with the glory of God, whom I formed and made. Bring forth the people who are blind yet have eyes, who are deaf yet have ears. Let all the nations gather together. Oh, we're going to see in the 25th chapter of Matthew, all the nations gather together. And let the peoples assemble. Who among them declared this and foretold to us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to justify them. Are you a witness of Jesus? You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. And let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, says the Lord. Yes, we witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember being stopped by a Jehovah Witness in Peabody, and he said, you people believe you're going to heaven. I said, I not only believe I'm going to heaven by the grace of God, but already I am seated in heavenly places. It says that in Ephesians. I couldn't find it in his Bible, but with that the wind blew and my finger was on it and they started trembling. Oh yes, I am already seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me. Not only believe, but that you may know, that you may know that you know, and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor after me will there be any. I am the Lord. Oh yes, the Father is the Lord, the Son is the Lord, the Spirit is the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Don't try to be a savior for people, because you're no savior. You can witness to them, you can bring them to Jesus, but you can't save people. Oh yes, John 1:20 calls us that there's only one savior, and it's not me. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you. And you are my witnesses, says the Lord. Again, he calls us witnesses. I am God, and henceforth I am he. Amen. God from the beginning, God to the end, God from all time. I am God, and also henceforth I am he. There is no one who can deliver from my hand. Oh yes, remember that I said, no one can snatch you from the hand of Jesus. No one. He holds you in love. I work, and who can hinder it? For thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I will send to Babylon and break down the bars, and the shouting of the Chaldeans will be turned into lamentation. We remember that Israel was in Babylon. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel. God created Israel. We remember with Abram, he says, I'm going to give you a land. Just follow me 320 miles down the road. And it was Israel. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea. Well, they did. He did that for the Jewish people. A path in the mighty waters, who brings chariot and horse, army and warrior. Lie down, they cannot rise, and they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things. Don't remember going through the sea, and consider the things of old. Don't remember them. I'm about to do a new thing. A new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I'm about to do a new thing. The new thing was done in Nazareth when Mary said, let it be done unto me according to your word. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, and wild animals will honor me, and jackals and ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness. Oh, are you in the wilderness today? He gives the Holy Spirit to you who are in the wilderness. Rivers in the desert to drink to my chosen people and people whom I formed for myself. You were formed for the love of God. I have not been formed for me. I've been formed for the love of God so that they might declare my praise. Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob. Call upon him now. Jesus, come to my aid. Jesus, hide not your face from me. But you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings, not honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings, or wearied you with frankincense. You have not brought me sweet cane and with money, or satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices, but you have burdened me with your sins. Jesus is the sin offering. He was led to the cross to die for your sins and my sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. Jesus has borne our iniquities on the cross. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. Yes, through the blood of the Lamb. I blot out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Accuse me. Let us go to trial. Set forth your case so that you may be proved right. Your first ancestor, Adam, sinned, and your interpreters transgressed against me. Therefore I profaned the princes of the sanctuary. I delivered Jacob to utter destruction and Israel to reviling. But he calls them back. He calls them back in Jesus Christ. I tell you how we need to love Jesus. How we need to give our lives to Jesus. How we need to know that we were created for the love of God. I'm looking at Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, not if, but when he comes in his glory, the Lord Jesus, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. I saw that in the Holy Land on a Friday, that he no longer does it happen, how the goats go one way and the sheep go another way. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you are blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was in the womb and you rescued me. Oh, I added that. I was in the womb and you rescued me. It's so sad that we kill our children. It's so sad that God wants these children alive for his glory. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When was it that we saw you in the womb and we were standing outside the abortion mill praying? When was it when you saw me a stranger and you welcomed me, or naked and you gave me clothing? And when was it when you saw the sick? I was sick and in prison, and you visited me. And the king will answer them, truly, truly, I tell you, just as you did it to the least of one of these members of my family, you did it to me. How we need to care for the poor. How we need to care for the poor. We need to care for the poor. We need to care for the poor. We need to love the poor. To do for the poor is to do for Jesus. Jesus has a specific love for you and for me and for the poor. Then he will say to those at my left hand, you that are accursed, departed from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you didn't clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me. Then they will say in answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or in prison, and we didn't visit you? And didn't take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly, truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to me, to the least of these my brothers, you did not do it to me. Since you didn't do it to the least of my brothers, you didn't do it to me. God identifies himself with the poor, with the broken, with the needy. I tell you, we are all poor, broken, and needy, and he wants to heal us. He wants to fill us. He wants to let us know that we are his, and he is ours. Oh, yes. He wants to let us know that we belong to him, that we have been washed with the blood of Jesus. Do you know that today? You have been washed with the blood of Jesus. He's got plans for you. You belong to him. You don't belong to yourself. One second, I'm getting the lozenge. Chapter 26 of Matthew. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, you know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and they conspired to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. They were jealous of Jesus. They were jealous of Jesus. It's time for us to witness to Jesus. It's time for us to know that he loves us. It's time for us to know that we belong to him. It's time for us to know that he's redeemed us through the power of the blood. But they said, not during the festival, or there might be a riot among the people. Why? Because they saw Jesus as a prophet. but more than a prophet. He is the Son of God. Now, while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar full of costly ointment. In order to get at the ointment, you had to break the jar. And she poured all of it on his head as he sat at table. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said, "Why this waste?" You never waste when you do something for Jesus. You never waste. St. Francis was in poverty, but the church was decorated because it was the house of God. Oh yes, you never waste. For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? She has performed a good service for me. For you will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. By pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." And it is. We remember her. She had great love for Jesus. I don't know what she needed, but this day she gave everything she had for Jesus. And it was a lot of money that was spent for this costly nard. And she broke the alabaster jar and poured it on the head of Jesus, and it started dripping down even to his feet. Chapter 26, verse 14. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. Imagine selling Jesus, 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. We don't want to betray Jesus. We want to exalt Jesus. We don't want to betray Jesus. We want to praise Jesus. Let's continue. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place at the 12 with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, 'Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me.' And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after the other, 'Surely not I, Lord.' He answered, 'The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man that the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better if he had never been born.' Judas, who betrayed him, said, 'Surely not I, Rabbi.' He replied, 'You have said so.'" Let me tell you this. God is not angry with you. God loves you. God is with you through Christ Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. People say, you know, God's angry with me because this happened in my life. God did not give you cancer. No, you live in a sinful world, and that's where cancer comes from. But God wants to heal your cancer through doctors and through prayer. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You've been redeemed for God with the blood of Jesus. He's got plans for your life. Ask him to show you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.